兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our heavenly Father, a loving Christ.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们新的一天。
We thank you for giving us this new day.
因为你的缘故，所以我们知道每一天都是好的。
Because of you, so that we know every day is good.
你要我们生活在这个地上。
You don't want us to live on this earth.
我们借着各样的事情，你能够训练我们。
Through all things, you can discipline us.
让我们成为你自己所喜悦的。
So that we may be pleasing to you.
也让我们越来越像你自己的长子。
So that we can be more like your elder son.
我们真是盼望我们能够看到这样子的事情。
We hope we can see such things.
让我们能够活在这个世界上，真的是像一个分别为圣的人。
So that we can live in this world to be like those who are separate apart to be saints.
在我们的生活当中，能够见证你自己的恩慈。
So in our life, we may give a testimony of your kindness.
也能够彰显你自己的荣耀。
May show your own glory.
我们把在座的每一个人都仰望在你的手中。
We present each one of us here into thy hands.
无论是弟兄姐妹也好。
Whether the brothers and sisters.
或者是福音的朋友也好。
Or those who are seekers.
只有你自己才能够在我们人的心里面动工。
Only you can work in our hearts.
我们人的话也是有限的。
We are limited in our words.
但是你的话就是像银子在泥炉中炼过七次。
But your words is like those silver has been tried for all the fiery.
这么样的肯定。
Is so can be confirmed.
这么样的洁净。
Is so pure.
这么样的有能力。
Is so powerful.
我们渴慕听到你自己的话。
Desire to hear your own words.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
几年前我看过一本书哈。
Several years ago, I read a book.
这本书的书名叫做《Reformed Pastor》。
这是一个改良的牧师。
那么这个作者呢是 Richard Baxter。
The writer.
他是早期的这个我们叫做清教徒的一个传道人。
It's the early days, one of the missionaries of the early Puritan times.
那么他就讲到一个在教会里面做牧师，他应该是怎么样的一个牧师。
So what he said is what kind of person should be a pastor in the church.
那么我看完了之后。
After I read it.
我心里面只有一个愿望。
There was only one wish in me.
就是希望教会能够把我 fire 掉。
I wish the church would fire me.
这是真的。
This is true.
那么我看见他就讲到说一个传道人，一个牧师，一个领袖，或者是一个长老，那么对于弟兄姐妹的影响。
He spoke of the influence that a pastor, an elder, or overseer may have. On the brothers and sisters.
他的心如果是冷的话，
If his heart is cold,
他的弟兄姐妹心也会变冷。
So the hearts of the brothers and sisters will become cold.
他的心如果是热的话，
If his heart is warm,
对神如果是热的话，
If he's hot toward God,
弟兄姐妹对神的心也会热。
So the hearts of brothers and sisters shall be always zealous toward God.
这个事情对我影响很大。
So this gave me great influence.
从那个时候开始，我就特别注意一些事情。
Since then, I start paying attention.
那么我知道教会的领袖或者是领导啊，或者是牧师或者是长老、执事，其实在教会里面是很重要的。
So I know that pastors, elders, and deacons are very important in the church.
那么有些教会是有牧师。
They are churches with pastors.
有些教会有长老。
There are churches with elders.
那么有些教会有长老跟牧师。
There are churches with elders and pastors.
那有些教会只有监督。
Some churches only have overseers.
那么圣经上并没有规定我们一定要有哪些。
The Bible did not require us to have
或者是怎么称呼他们。
How should we address them?
但是我自己呢，是相信，当我看到提摩太前书第三章跟提多书第一章这边的时候，我知道他是对的长老、牧师还有监督，他们是一样的。
So after I read Timothy, the First Timothy chapter 3 and Titus 1, I know that they consider that all of them the same.
有一个牧师他就讲，
There's one pastor who said,
他说当今的福音派教会常常忽略了神对教会领袖的要求。
So some of today's churches, they overlooked the requirements God has for the church leaders.
对他们的标准常常不是放低了，或者就是有选择性的去以自己的喜好或者是需要来采取。
Either they lowered God's standard or they just modified those according to their needs.
有的干脆就不管圣经的标准。
Some of them just deserted all these requirements by the Bible.
特别是在提摩太前书还有提多书里面所记载的。
Especially those were recorded in 1 Timothy and Titus.
有时候一个教会在寻找牧者或者是设立长老的时候，
Sometimes the church is seeking a pastor or establishing elders.
有时候生怕手头，就是说在手上的有一个我们认为很好的人，生怕他跑掉了。
Sometimes because we think somebody is very good, we're afraid we're going to lose him.
所以有的教会就把他们的标准降低了。
So some church lowered their standards.
完全不顾圣灵在教会里面所立下的标准。
They totally discarded the standards set by the Bible.
我们从最近几年看到报纸上所讲的一些事情。
In the past years, through what was published in the newspaper.
的确让我们看见这是一个蛮危险的事情。
So it truly let us know this is very dangerous.
那么教会真的是需要很慎重的来照着圣经上的标准来聘牧或者是设立教会的领袖。
So a church should be carefully seeking a pastor or establishing elders according to the Bible.
我知道有的教会称他们做理事，
some,
或者是说董事，
some call them the board members.
有的人称他们为执事，
some call them deacons.
不管怎么称呼他们，
It doesn't matter how we address them.
教会如果不慎重的话，
If the church is not serious,
会造成很大的问题，
It can cause big problems.
使教会的弟兄姐妹的灵命受到伤害，
It's going to damage the spiritual life of the brothers and sisters.
甚至到一个地步，弟兄姐妹会对教会产生了会失望，
To the point that brothers and sisters may be disappointed with the church.
甚至会灰心。
Or they may be discouraged.
在差不多2000年前，
It's about 2000 years ago.
神就在圣经中把教会的重要的领袖，我们讲说长老、牧师这些，还有执事，标准都已经立好了。
That God has established the standards for the church leaders, pastors, elders, or deacons.
教会如果不遵守的话，
If the church do not obey,
教会受到严重的亏损。
So the church will suffer serious damage.
我们刚才念了提多书第一章第五节到十六节。
We just read verses 5 to 16 and Titus chapter 1.
我们从圣经上面看，那么圣灵他的意思只有和这种标准的人才可以做。
From the Bible we know that according to the Spirit, only people meet those standards.Can be elders.
你们还记得在提多书第一章，请你们翻到你们的圣经
Please turn your Bible to Titus chapter 1.
提多书第一章，我们看见在第六节
In verse 6,
他就提出来，他说若有无可指责的人，
There's someone who are blameless.
然后到了第七节的时候，
When they came to verse 7,
他说监督既是神的管家，必须无可指责。
Since an overseer is entrusted with God's word, he must be blameless.
如果神许可的话，
If God's willing,
那么我下一次会把这些比较详细的讲。
Next time I shall give much more detailed description of this.
但是我们看见神的要求是 标准是在那里。
But we can see God's requirement is there.
那么今天我们要思想的
，Today we're going to think，
就是保罗他把提多留在格里底啊，我的中文圣经还是老的哈，你们是格里特。那么保罗把他留在格里底，他有一个很有两个很主要的原因。
So we see that Paul left Titus over at Crete. He has two major reasons.
第一个原因。
The first
就是刚才我们所背的经句，他说是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了。
So it's for you to straighten out the unfinished business.
那么那没有办完的事就是指的就是一些混乱的事情。
So the unfinished business are those who are very confused.
或者是说out of order 哈、啊。
Or is out of order.
他是告诉他，他说你要把它办整齐了。
So you may straighten them out.
这个就是把它矫正过来。
So you should correct them.
把一些胡乱的一些东西把它排整齐了。
So make those things who are out of order make them orderly.
那保罗其实就是讲，他曾经在那里他没有弄完的，他把它留在那边。他说你要把它弄整齐了。
So Paul saying that those things he didn't have chance to finish.So left him there to do it to straighten out.
这个字呢，就有点像现在我们常常用的，比方说 orthopedics， 还有 orthodontists。
就好像现在我们说的叫做 orthopedics 骨科。
对。
orthodontists 是
牙齿矫正的啊。那么他就是把一个歪的东西，把一个不整齐的东西，把它弄正了。
So make a crooked straight.
因为当时的教会没有领导人。
Those days, the church doesn't have leaders.
那么教会里面开始出一些问题。
So the church has problems.
就是教会里面开始有人教一些不该教导的东西。
So they teach things they're not to teach in the church.
这是在第十一节我们所看见的。啊，他说啊，第十节他说，因为有许多人不服耶稣啊。然后他说，有些人因贪不义之财，将不该教导的教导人。败坏人的全家。
So in verse 10 and verse 11, those who are seeing dishonor gains, who teach those who are not to teach, they corrupt the church.
然后他也告诉我们在第十节，他说有的人说虚空话。
So in verse 10, there are some just mere talkers.
Yeah, 就是他讲的话没什么内容的。
So when they speak things without any content,
不能造就人。
Cannot help people.
那么教会里面也有人有一些不顺服的态度。
There are also people in the church who are disobedient.
那么在第十节他说，因为有许多人不服约束。
If they are the most rebellious people,
不顺服权柄。
They do not obey authority.
我想保罗最大的一个意思就是他们不顺服神的话。
So means they do not obey God's words.
就照着他们自己的意思来讲。
So they speak according to their own will.
也有人呢，照着还没有信主以前的样子活在教会里面。
There are people who live in the church according to the way they were still unbelievers.
在第十二节哈，他说有格里底人中的一个本地先知，是他们自己人讲的啊。他说格里底人常常说谎话，乃是恶兽，又馋又懒。
So in verse 12, there was one of the prophets from the Cretans. They say they are evil creatures and They are lazy gluttons.
他甚至把这种生活啊，真的就是保罗所说，把这种生活带进教会里面。
So they brought that kind of life into the church.
还有教会里面有一些说谗言的。
There are also who are gossipers.
哎呀，就是 gossiper 啊。那么这个是在我们在第二章我们可以看见的。他就说要指教少年妇人啊，要指教少年妇人要恭啊不老年妇人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言。
So this was recorded on chapter 2 verse 5 for those who should not be gossiping.
我们看见在那个教会里面或者是在那个城里面那个教会信徒的生活没有见证。
So we can see in that city the believers did not have a testimony in their lives.
从保罗他所明白的
From what Paul's understanding
就是因为缺乏教导所谓的纯正的真理。
Because they do not have the teaching of the truths.
所以人的行为就有了偏差。
That's why their behavior become deviant.
保罗他从我们从保罗的书信里面我们看见。
From Pauline's epistles, we can see.
他说他在这里告诉他也在这里告诉我们，只有合神心意的人，教会才能够让他在教会里面领导。
And we can see that here too. Only those who obey to God's will can be leaders in the church.
那么这些人才能够带领教会，就是让教会归正哈，让教会归正。
Only those people can lead the church and correct the church.
这是当时的教会。
This is the church of those days.
那么现在我想，我们一起再念第六节到第九节，好不好？
Let's read together from verses 6 to 9.
我们一起念。
Let's read.
只做一个妇人的丈夫，儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的，就可以设立监督，既是神的管家，必须无可指责，不任性，不暴躁，不饮酒滋事，不打人，不贪无义之财，好善，庄重，公平，至慈，真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。我们从圣灵感动保罗所写下来的这一段经文。
From this passage is Paul wrote according to revelation by the Spirit.
我们看见他是一个人，无论是在教会，是在家里面，在教会以外。都必须是无可指责。
So we see a person, whether he is in the home, in the church, outside the church, he has to be blameless.
弟兄姐妹，你必须知道，他并不是说他没有罪。
You know that Paul is not saying there's sinners.
他并不是说他没有软弱。
They're not weak. They're not not weak.
但是他是，我想保罗他的意思就是说，他没有任何事情可以被。抓住成为把柄来控告他。
So that he will not give anybody any excuses to accuse him.
换句话讲，他的罪在神的面前都已经解决掉了。
In other words, his sins has been resolved in front of God.
不管怎么样，给我们的感觉是，他是一个他看见这件事情是一个很慎重的事情 ，very serious.
So you can see, according to Paul, this is a very serious matter.
我自己也看见。
I also see it.
神对这件事情非常非常的慎重。
God is very serious regarding this matter.
所以我们晓得教会在神的眼里面是多么的重要。
So we know how important it is the church in God's eyes.
是多么的宝贵。
It's how precious.
就好像诗篇里面所说的，好像眼中的瞳仁啊。
It's like that is the apple of the eye.
我们从圣经上面看见，我们可以看到很多的原因。
So we see many reasons.
我们今天只花一点时间看几个神为什么这么看重这件事情。
So we're going to look at some why God is so serious regarding this.
第一个。
The first.
请你们翻到马太福音第十六章十八节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
马太福音十六章十八节。
Matthew 16, 18.
我盼望我们今天看完了这些圣经章节之后。
I hope after we read this different chapters in the Bible.
神的话会打开你们的心里面的眼睛。
So God's words shall open the eyes of your heart.
能够照明你们。
So illuminate on you.
让你们看见这个教会在神在主的心里面是多么的重要。
So you can see in our Lord Jesus how precious is church.
我们看马太福音十六章啊十八节。
Matthew 16 verse 18.
这是当彼得承认耶稣是谁的之后呢？他就告诉他们，我们一起来念十八节，好不好
？Let's read verse 18.
他说：“我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”他说要把谁的教会
Whose church is he going to use?
建造在这个磐石上。
Build on this rock.
谁啊？他说我的教会是耶稣他自己的教会。
So it's the church of Jesus himself.
他建造在这个磐石上，我自己相信就是他自己。
But it says build on the rock. I'm sure the rock is himself.
教会是耶稣的。
The church.Is Jesus.
然后我们知道今天我们在这个世界上看到有很多教会，你说哇真的是耶稣的吗？
Today can we see a lot of churches, can we say those are church belongs to Jesus?
不太像哈。
It doesn't look like.
但是你知道教会仍然是基督的。
But you know churches are still belongs to Jesus.
教会里面是有假的。
There are some false churches.
教会里面是有假的，没有真正生命改变的人在里面。
In the church, there are people whose life has not changed.
但是教会里面是有真正属于耶稣的。
And also in church, there are people truly belong to Jesus.
教会是他自己的身体。
Church is his own body.
当我们信主的时候
，When we become believers,
圣灵已经把我们洗净了耶稣的身体。
So.The Spirit already cleansed us through Jesus' body.
他让我们在这个地上。
So we can be in this on this earth.
我们也借着在地上的教会。
Through the local churches.
我们可以在里面成长。
We can grow in it.
我们可以在里面受训练。
We can be trained in it.
我们可以在里面学习什么叫做忍耐。
We can learn what is perseverance.
我们在教会里面也可以学习什么叫做彼此相爱。
We learn how to love each one another.
我们在教会里面也能够看见我们自己真的是罪人。
We can also truly know we are sinners in the church.
主耶稣他说他自己的教会。
Jesus said this is his church.
第二。
The second.
请你们看哥林多前书第六章十九节。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书六章十九节。
First Corinthians 6:19.
我们一起念好不好？如果你们翻到的话，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。第二十节。因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。在这里看起来好像是讲说当时有一些淫乱的事情。
It seems that there were some evil, corruptive things.
好像也是对那些犯淫乱罪的个人讲的话。
Seem to be addressing to those who committed adultery.
但是我觉得有一件事情很有趣的，就是在十九节他说岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这个殿是个单数的。
So in verse 19 say, Don't you know that your body is the temple? The temple, the word is a singular form.
所以他告诉我们是他用重价买来的。
It was paid by a price.
教会里面有属于他的。
There are people in the church that belong to him.
你们教会有没有属于他的？
In this your church, do you have people belong to him?
有哈。
Yes, you do.
没有就糟糕了。
You'll be in trouble if you don't have any.
既然是他用重价买来的。
Since he have bought with a price.
所以他就要保养顾惜。
Therefore, he's going to maintain and care for it.
我很喜欢这一节经文，在以弗所书第五章二十九节。
In Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章二十九节。
5:25.
二十九节。
5:29.
我们一起看哈。
Let's read.
在这一段经文保罗是讲到好像看起来好像是夫妻之间的关系。
As if he was talking between husbands and wives.
所以很多时候我们把这节经文呢、总是用在夫妻之间的关系。
We often apply this verse to the relationship between couples.
很多时候都没有什么作用。
Sometimes it becomes useless.
你们做丈夫的。
For those husbands,
我相信你们以前听过这个道、啊
I'm sure、you heard of this.
有没有爱你们的妻子啊
Did you love your wives?
我常常问一些丈夫我说你们要怎么爱你的妻子啊
I often tell the husband how to love their wife.
哦他们说很简单啊
It's very simple.
就像主耶稣爱教会一样嘛
Just like Lord Jesus loved the church.
就像主耶稣爱教会为教会舍己
And he would sacrifice himself for the church.
后面就讲不出来了
Then they stopped.
然后我就问他们，我说：“那你该做什么呢？”
They're asking, "What do you have to do?"
你知道，绞尽了脑子都讲不出来。
He can think very hard, he couldn't find the answer.
最后，有的人就会说：“哦，替他倒垃圾，垃圾倒垃圾。
But take out the garbage for her.
我说一个礼拜拿几次啊
？How many times you can take garbage out?
这是我们人哈。
This is us.
那我自己觉得这一段经文其实他是在讲基督和教会之间的关系。
I think, he's talking about the relationship between Christ.
二十九节他说从来没有人恨恶自己的身子总是保养顾惜正像基督在教会一样他说从来没有人
There was never a person.
我从这一节经文里面我就看见哇主他真的是爱他自己的教会
I can, from this passage, I see God, Jesus Lord loved his church
他总是保养顾惜一直保养顾惜
so he feeds and cares for it.
他要借着教会里面一些合他心意的长老牧师
through the elders and pastors who meeting his desire
来领导他自己的教会
to lead his own church.
当然保养顾惜是圣灵的工作
Of course, to feed and to care is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是他要借着在地上的教会，他要借着他照着他标准，照着他的心意选出来的领袖来保养、顾惜、引导他的教会。
So in the local church, he wanted to choose those leaders, elders, and the pastors who are following his will to care and feed the church.
现在我再请你们翻到《使徒行传》第二十章。
Now let's go to Acts chapter 20.
二十章二十八节。
Acts 20:28.
这是保罗当他离开欧洲哈，准备要回到耶路撒冷，他就见他说他想要见以弗所教会的那些长老。
This is right before Paul was going to leave Europe, going back to Israel.
他就告诉他们。做长老是怎么一回事
So he told them what means to be an elder.
在二十八节我们一起来念。
Verse 28, let's read.
他说圣灵立你们做全群的监督你们就当为自己谨慎也为全群谨慎牧养神的教会就是他用自己血所买来的。在这里他告诉我们他说是圣灵他告诉以弗所的长老他说圣灵立你们做全群的监督
Here he says to the elders in Ephesians that is the Holy Spirit made you overseers
所以我们可以看得出来圣灵他的心意是在哪里
So we can see what's the mind of the Spirit
二十八节很清楚的
It's very clear in verse 20
他就是要保养顾惜他在地上属于他的教会
is to care and feed those belong to him the church on this earth
接下去我们要看另外一个
let's continue to read another
教会在地上是代表耶稣的
the church represents Jesus on the earth
我们看彼得前书第二章第九节
let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2
这个是我们常常引用的啊。
We often you quote this.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
我们一起来念。
We'll read this together.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。在这里他告诉我们他说我们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度
And here he says You are a chosen people A royal priesthood And a holy nation
英文很好啊 ，Royal Priesthood， 哇，君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是在这个地上代表基督的。
So you are representatives of Jesus on this earth.
我们有一个责任。
And we have a responsibility.
是一个很神圣的一个责任。
It's a holy one.
就是要宣扬那一位召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德的那一位。
Is to proclaim the one that called us out of darkness into the marvelous light.
在世人面前。
In front of people.
是神的，是神的使者，是神的代表。
We are ambassadors of God.
教会最终有一个神圣的使命。
Ultimately, the church has a holy mission.
就是神要借着他自己的教会。
God is going to use through His own church.
遍满全地。
So will be spread out the entire earth.
能够彰显神的荣耀。
So it can show God's glory.
这句话熟悉不熟悉啊
？Are you familiar with this?
似曾相识，对不对
？As if you know, remember this.
在什么地方出现过
？Where did you remember reading this?
在什么地方出现过
？Where this appeared in the Bible?
在创世纪里面。
Genesis.
在创世纪第一章的时候，当神造人的时候，神用他自己的借着他自己的形，用他自己的形象和样式造人。他说：“你们要生养众多。”遍满全地。
So in first the Genesis, when God created man according to his own images, he said you should multiply and fill out the earth.
弟兄姐妹，神有没有变
？Did God change?
神没有变的。
God did not change.
神他从创世以前，他的心思意念是一样的。
From the everlasting beginning, God is the same.
神告诉。主耶稣告诉他的门徒
So Lord Jesus told his disciples
他说你们要等在耶路撒冷
You have to wait at Jerusalem
他说直到圣灵降临在你们身上
Until the Spirit will fall upon you
他说你们要从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极成为我的见证
So you will become my testimony from Jerusalem to Samaria until the end of the earth
为什么要传福音
Why do we have to spread the gospel?
你们传福音的动机是什么
What's the motivation for it?
你从圣经上面看见神为什么要他的儿女要他的教会能够遍满全地
Why does God want his church, his children to spread out full of the earth?
神要所有的人看见他自己的荣耀
So God wants all the people to see his own glory.
在哥林多前书在以弗所书第一章哈
In Ephesians chapter 1,
那边好几次他就告诉我们
There are many times he reminded us,
神的救恩临到我们的身上
God's salvation fall upon us,
神在创世以前就拣选了我们
God has chosen us ever in the beginning,
他说要叫他的荣耀因着我们能够得到称赞
So that his glory can beA praise through us.
我们看以弗所书第一章十二节
Verse 12, chapter 1, Ephesians.
好，你们翻到的话，我们一起来念好不好？以弗所书一章十二节
Let's read together.
他说，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。是谁要得着称赞
？So who is going to be praised?
是神要得着称赞。
God is going to be praised.
主耶稣他在世界上的时候
，When Lord Jesus is on this earth，
在约翰福音第十七章，你看他的祷告。
If you read his prayer in John 17，
然后你去看四福音书
，Then you look at the four Gospels，
那就是主耶稣唯一的一个目标。
That's the only purpose of
他的目标就是。让神的荣耀能够彰显出来。
So his purpose, only purpose, is to have God's glory be illuminated.
我们只看了这几项哈。
We just saw read this.
够不够啊
？Is that enough?
够不够让我们看见说，哇，这是一个很严肃、很慎重的一件事情。
w Would this be enough so we can realize how serious this matter is?
如果还不够的话,
if it's not enough,
你知道在启示录里面有一个地方, 他就告诉我们, 哇,这个是神为什么要在,让我看见神在地上, 在他的教会里面设立一些领袖和他心意的人, 他的目的是什么?
So in Revelation, you can see why God wants to establish the leaders in the church who are...
他要他们来牧养, 来预备教会,
so he wants them to pastor the church and prepare the church.
将来有一天, 你们参加过婚礼啊?
You being attend a wedding ceremony.
有没有在教会里面参加过婚礼啊?
In the church.
我们不讲外面的啊, 我们讲教会里面的。
When you talk about weddings in the church.
Okay. 那么这个婚礼要开始的时候,
it,
发生一些什么事情啊?
What happens before the wedding getting started?
新郎站在哪里?
Where does the bridegroom stand?
站在最前面, 对不对?
The, right in the front.
他在等谁啊?
Who is waiting?
等谁? 等新娘子。
Waiting for the bride.
所以那个门一打开之后,
so when the door opens,
他一看, 哇, 穿着拖鞋, 穿着短裤。
So he saw somebody comes in slippers and in shorts.
这个新郎, 我想他可能会昏倒。
I think the groom is going to faint.
我们看启示录第21章。
Let's go to Revelation 21.
启示录21章第2节。
Revelation 21:2.
我们翻到了，我们一起念好不好？
Let's read together.
好，我们就从第一节跟第二节一起念哈。
We read both verse 1 and verse 2.
启示录很容易翻啊，往后面翻哈。
最后 ，the last one.
好，我们一起来。我又看见一个新天新地。 因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。哇，这是一个多荣耀的事情啊！
So what a glorious thing.
所以在教会里面。 做牧师，我们选牧师，我们聘请牧师，设立长老，都是很慎重的一件事情。
That's why when we call for a pastor or we establish elders, it's a very serious matter.
除此之外,
other than this,
我们还要注意神的仇敌撒旦，他要破坏神的工作。
We have to be careful that Satan is going to try to hindering things for God's purpose.
他要破坏神的教会。
He's going to try to destroy God's church.
他要拦阻神，这个是保养、顾惜、建造他自己的教会。
So he's preventing God to care and feed for his own church.
我们如果再回去想，以弗所书第20章。
If we go back,
对不起，使徒行传第20章。
If we go back to Acts chapter 20.
20章29节、30节。
29:29-30.
好，我们一起来念哈。 要引诱门徒跟从他们，看到没有？这个撒旦仇敌，他要破坏神的教会。
God's enemy Satan is going to destroy the church.
所以他告诉他们的长老，他说你们要谨慎，你们要警醒。
So he told those elders, you need to be careful and watch.
不可以随随便便。
Don't be careless.
要好好的牧养神自己的教会。所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们按立一个长老，设立一个长老，按立一个牧师，是一个很慎重的事情。So
when we ordain a pastor or establish an elder, it's a very serious matter.
不可以掉以轻心的。So
don't be careless.
你们要顺服神的话。
You ought to obey God's words.
真的是要仰望神。
then we should look up to God.
要同心合意的在神面前祷告。
Pray in unison in front of God.
因为这是一个很严肃、很慎重的事情。
Because this is a very serious matter.
这个是事关永生、事关将来的事情。
This is related to our eternal life and the future.
不是只是在这个地上。
It's not just only on this earth.
我盼望你们能够看见。
I hope you can see this.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督
Oh, the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们感谢你
We thank you.
感谢你你自己用你的话借着你的圣灵真的是光照我们
We thank you for enlightening us through your own words and through the Holy Spirit.
也把我们的眼光从地上抬到天上
So you will turn our sight from earth up unto heaven.
我们是何等蒙福的人。
So how blessed are we?
你把这样子的事情托付在我们的身上。
You have entrusted such things on us.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
Thank you and praise you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。